All right. Oh, excuse me. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines. CJ. Go ahead, CJ.
Hey, Earl. I hope I got a better connection.
You're better. Go ahead.
Well, you know, again, I commend you for what you've done in your community. I did want to talk to Billy Young and ask him, because I think he and I agree that we are blessed to live in this country. The downfall is the family structure. Wherever you see it, it's increased. Education is the way out for these kids, and government is not the answer, just like Ronald Reagan said. Education, learning, and going out and working your butt off. All kids, these young men that are, the father should be charged. I believe the father should be charged when he signed for those weapons. And the kid used them as a weapon. The punishing of law-abiding citizens is not going to solve this problem. The criminals in Chicago and Milwaukee are not going to turn their guns in once you change these laws.
CJ. I will say the same thing to you as I said to Gary. My subject and what I'm talking about is a young man and a father who slaughtered 7 people and injured 24 others. And so I'm not going to allow you or Gary to flip that to talk about the young man in Milwaukee or the young man in Chicago or anything else. The focus once again, is the fact that what this young man did has been repeated time and time again, and yet we know there's going to be another one, and another one, and another one. And guys like you slip past the fact that these kinds of weapons are in this society for one reason and one reason alone. And you don't want to address that.
I do too. It's simply false, Earl. The fact is that the person has a mental illness. He shouldn't have had a gun. The parent signed for the gun. The father should be convicted. So we are talking about the same thing. But what about the other 15 that died in your city? Every weekend this goes on. Every weekend, Earl. It isn't just a one-time thing.
Hey, let me say this to you, CJ. And my answer to that is this. The fact that we have laws in this country that allow me, a man who has no criminal past, not juvenile, not as an adult, can go and buy weapons, and I have to have background checks run on me and a waiting period, and then I can take that weapon and sell it to anybody, anywhere, and not be held accountable for that.
I didn't say you should.
Well, wait a minute then. So you can't say and talk about what happens in these cities when people can come into the cities and sell these guns to anybody. Ask the question, how do guns get there? If you aren't willing to address that part of it, then stop talking about the rest of it.
because it's the
way the guns, it's the way those guns get into the hands of these young people.
Well, a law-abiding citizen would not go into the inner city and sell the guns. That guy's a criminal. So he should be charged too, just like this.
Yeah, but he's not. But he doesn't get charged. I'm not talking about hearsay. I'm not talking about what you feel. I'm talking about what the laws are now. They are not charged with that.
The city is living it. It's not talking about my feelings. Those cities are living it.
What are you talking about? I live in one of those cities.
Exactly.
Okay. So, because I live in one of those cities and I watch the carnage, and I know that there are people who come from outside of the city and sell those weapons to these young boys and get away with it because there's no law that prevents them from doing it.
Well, if the law-abiding citizen buys the weapon, it has a serial number, it goes into the city, and it's used in a carnage. Like, I don't know where you think these criminals are going to turn in their guns or all of a sudden be honest people. It just isn't going to happen, Earl. And these judges like Gaskin in L.A.
is being recalled because
he's weak on crime.
Thank you. You want to gloss over
that part of the subject.
Cut him off, man. Cut him off. And I'm cutting you off. Cut him off, Connor. And I'm cutting him off because I get tired of that same tired argument. I'm never justifying anybody in committing crimes. There are criminals everywhere, including in Skokie or wherever it is you live, CJ. But the fact that there are people who allow and bring weapons and sell them to children who hide behind being law-abiding citizens. But then they turn around and sell those guns and get and walk away with their hands clean. That's my issue. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Mr. Billy Young. Always good talking to you. We'll soon see each other again. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Connor. See everybody on tomorrow. Goodbye.